Albert Zinanga, Batsirai Magunje, Walter Kumalo, Masimba Paradza, and Dr. Ignatius Matimati, all academics, are now also known as the N7 Malmesbury Farmers. Why? The five friends met the owner of the plot in Western Cape Province in South Africa during a weekend visit there last year while shopping for an ox to buy and slaughter to share among themselves. A simple inquiry led to a deal which allowed them to farm there for a year for free, including the farming equipment. All they had to pay for was the electricity they used. Zinanga, a lecturer of African languages, said he and his friends, all who grew up in rural Zimbabwe and had done only small-scale subsistence farming, saw the plot's potential.
The land was usable but was not fertile. So what we did, if you look at the type of sand that we have here, it's a bit of sand soil which doesn't have much nutrients. So you need to add value to the land so that you could farm it. That's what basically we did. We add the nutrients by putting chicken manure, cow dung manure, trying to improve the soil.
The agricultural region, located about 60 kilometers outside of Cape Town, has a rich history of farming, but has been experiencing drought spells over the last year, affecting output. But the farm utilizes groundwater, which has helped irrigate the crops. The once empty plot is now abundant with crops such as tomatoes, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, and other vegetables. But it is the maize crop, a staple in Zimbabwe, which was the most exciting for them to grow. Batsirai Magunje, a physicist and material science engineer, says they want to eventually extend the opportunity to local South Africans.
We have plans to bring on board South Africans who are really willing to learn from us. So every window is open and there is no boundaries when I look at the future. There's no limit. We can get there, we can refill the silos of South Africa.
Engineer Walter Chimanga Kumalo says he finds farming a calming escape from his high stress level job.
There's a huge difference. If I spend a day in the engineering sector, it's stressing, it's highly demanding. But when you come to the farming side of things, it's enjoyable, it's stress relieving. We have a strong passion for farming. Just seeing crops growing just makes us feel happy.
Their farming expertise earned the New Zimbabwean Farmers the 2016 Small Business of the Year title in the annual Zimbabwe Excellence Awards, a platform created to celebrate achievements of Zimbabweans who total almost 1 million living in South Africa. The award's executive director, Julius Shamu, says the five deserved the award because of their bold move.
If you are living in a certain city, you gotta make use of what is there. So these guys made a unique success story whereby they actually approached the owner of the land and asked them, could we farm here, you know? And they didn't say, let us go back to Zimbabwe and ask for land in Zimbabwe. They are working here, their families are here, they need to provide for the families and they need to do, you know, and they need to be recognized. And what they're doing is not about, can I go back to my country, you know, but can I contribute to the city where I'm staying? Can I contribute? Can I do something better for the city?
As the new farmers provide food for South Africans, back in their home country of Zimbabwe, extreme food shortages forced President Robert Mugabe to declare a state of disaster in most rural parts of the country, severely hit by the drought. The country has also appealed for food assistance. Last year, South Africa recorded its lowest annual rainfall levels since comprehensive records began in 1904 as an El Nino-driven drought ripped through the region, putting millions at risk of food shortage. Southern Africa's diverse agricultural sector, from grain to livestock, has been hit hard by the weather pattern. The El Nino effect, however, seems to have had little impact on the five Zimbabwean farmers who are now working to expand their crop production from 3 hectares to 15 and grow more vegetables, which they supply to clients at the nearby Cape Town Epping market. The free deal is now over and the farmers now pay the landowner $80 a hectare to farm the land. For Studio 7, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie in Washington.